sort of nice thick ass layer of toffee usually, but like banana flavored. Gross. And then cream, and then actual bananas on it. It's the best. I'm amazed it's like not even like southern cooking, because it kind of looks like a southerny thing. And it's a cold dessert, which you guys love. Cold pies.
You know, I've always thought of myself as somebody that likes cold pies, you know?
America doesn't do the hot pie thing.
You know, I really think, generally... Okay, yeah. Like, I mean, America loves cold things. Also, welcome to the show. I'm your host, LP. We went live while you were talking about banana toppings. Just
oops.
So you
know.
Uh-oh. No, oops. It's very, it's how I want to begin all podcasts, just a general talk about bananas. You know, I think that's our goal. Just loving talking about banana.
We're so high energy talking about these banana desserts.
I love, just such, so in, we're going in today on bananas. Finally, we have the show Mary wants to talk about today. It's an anime related show. Has a lot to do with bananas. We're starting off with banana dessert.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Banana-me.
It's banana time. I'm your host. This is episode 172 of Roms of Baghdad. Joining me, Mary and DJ.
Oh, she's even got the bananas.
It's bananas,
gosh,
right there.
Got the bananas,
yeah.
Right there in your face.
What is,
like that.
What's that song? Is that the Aho Girl song? Spoilers. Great, of course it is.
Yes,
yep. Yeah.
I see these. I hate when I see Discord when I'm streaming and it has two like notifications that we've gone, like that somebody said something about me or done something. I can't look at them.
Right.
It's there and it's haunting me. Well, welcome to the show. Hopefully people can read. I made the thing at the bottom there. Looks like a computer screen. Do you like the little mask?
Oh, that's what you were doing to that. Okay. You missed, it's a little too small, there's an exclamation
mark. That's not what I was talking about either, but that's fine.
Is that better?
No, this looks like shit, actually.
Is that better? What are we thinking? What are we feeling?
It looks pretty bad.
It looks pretty bad, you say? Okay, well, we can take care of that.
It's not a computer screen, it's like when your printer starts losing ink. And then it just, like, starts missing lines and shit, or, like, it's missing, yep. you're printing on the Wi-Fi, and then your Wi-Fi fucks up for a little bit, so it just, like, starts freaking out halfway.
Well, speaking of printing, can I ask a question? Do you guys have a color printer? Is that something that people, like...
What?
What are we thinking? Because I need a new printer, and...
Have you been using a...
There's, like, monochrome
black and white?
One,
what?
And we have... Yeah, those monochrome ones are cheap, though.
Yeah, all you need is black ink. That's it. You're not printing out photos or anything, or anime fan art or whatever.
You don't know
people
me.
People sell just monochrome black and white printers in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hell.
Yep.
I have a laser one.
Wire cutters, number one rated.
Yeah, you get the Brother laser printer. Black and white. It's very good. It's less than $100. Works great. That's what I'm using.
And the ink is cheaper for the black and whites usually.
But what if you just got
why.
Color?
Like, I don't know what
it's because
weird.
You're just getting black ink. That's the only reason why.
I mean, yes.
It's literally the only reason.
Yes. They probably cut some kind of deal and then it's like 2 cents
no,
off.
No, there's
right?
no deal. It's color cartridges are different to black cartridges. That's your deal. It's technology. I'm amazed they sell that. I bet they just sell the printer, but like break all the... Oh, I see what you were reacting to there. But they just like...
I clicked the thing.
They just break the color off. So like it just doesn't print color. It's the same exact fucking printer, but they just like stop the color from actually working.
I think you need to be able to insert like a color jet at the same time, or not jet because it's not inkjet, but they
cartridge.
Take like different toner cartridges.
Right.
Yeah, so mine just has the black and white in there, or black, I guess, whatever.
Also,
I print out boarding passes and coupons. Like, that's all that I ever need a printer for, so.
Sure.
Are your prints is really like $100? How much is the ink? Because the scam over here is like the printers are like 30 quid. But like the ink is like 30 quid. And that's where they get you.
Yeah. Yeah, like if I was going to go down to Fry's, it would be $40 for a new thing of toner. But bought it on Amazon for $12, so.
Yeah, as always. Yeah, I'm amazed printers are so expensive over there. Like, you can get a full, nice color printer that does photos and stuff over here for, like, £40, I'm sure.
Whoa. Okay. That'd be worth it, man. Can you send me a printer? What's that process
it's
like?
It's probably a little expensive, because it's a big box, and, it's probably not that weighty.
Shipping, is that
shipping.
Our printer is gigantic. I linked it in the chat or whatever. It's a big boy. All it does, I don't need like color. It's fine. It's a good printer.
Why is it so big for just fucking black and white?
Because it's laser printing. Like, it uses less ink and it's faster and it's not as loud.
That's true.
It like a typical inkjet one? And those are really, really cheap inkjet printers are.
Yeah, that's the thing. Just get one of these, like, HP office jets. All in one, wireless.
Because those are pieces like of shit.
$48.
That's true also.
Does color, does wireless printers.
I don't want color. I'd rather have reliable, good, fast, black
reliable
and white. This is like an office printer. Yeah.
Yeah,
don't you want
laser
office
anyway? Like, isn't that the thing?
I mean, you don't have to. You're just fucking printing documents. It's still gonna, your boarding pass is still gonna scan. I say that when.
What if I want to print?
Go on.
I want to print like pictures of like turtles or something.
Well, make sure it's like a black and white turtle because that's what you're looking for.
That's not gonna work.
No.
I mean. I would want to print, like...
Look at my...
I don't know.
Turtle from the 1850s.
my Civil War journal today about this turtle I printed. Yeah. Black and white.
Were you too cheap to get the color? No, this costs like 4 times as much.
Well, it's better quality, so look at this white turtle.
I'm not disagreeing. That
deeper blacks.
The DPI on that black and white turtle is going to be amazing.
Intense. True black. Yeah. It's like actually like that.
I was going to say color clarity,
true
but
black.
No.
The blackest blacks. The darkest blues. The whitest whites.
Printers are boring. Let's not talk about
them
anymore. I don't want to talk about printers. Why? I'd rather talk about banana pudding or whatever.
Okay. Well, let's talk about banana pudding.
Actually,
then.
No. Let's just talk about video games.
Let's talk about Aho Girl.
Okay.
You want to talk about video games already? Fine. Yeah, why not? We're relaxed. It's a lazy Sunday here in the podcast.
As you know, I play a lot of Idolmaster, and in Idolmaster Cinderella Girls, they added their first anime cover song, and it's the fucking opening to Aho Girl, sung by the worst Idolmaster character. This character, Atsumi, her whole gimmick is that she's obsessed with titties, and
great.
So they have the worst character singing the worst song. It's the fucking opening to Aho Girl. And even though I kind of like the song, I don't like being reminded of Aho Girl when I'm in my safe place of Idolmaster. I don't want to go through the pain again. So yeah, my game is ruined
now. That's a banging beat though, right? Like,
it's okay.
A good song.
It's okay. I like the original version by Angela a lot better though, because her voice is better than this dumb Idolmaster character who just wants to grab boobs. Like, she can't sing it as well anyway, so whatever. But yeah, I played that. I barely played anything this week because I was watching anime instead of playing video games, because originally we were going to have an anime podcast, but we had to push it off.
Yeah.
So I played a little bit more Fire Emblem on the Switch. Barely any more Fire Emblem on the Switch. I'm still basically...
Man. What are you doing? Slipping.
I mean, yeah, that, like, I was watching anime, we also have family over, so instead of that, like, we played a bunch of Jackbox last night, went swimming,
played
Jackbox, a lot of Fibbage 3.
Yeah, that's always a killer, yeah.
Yeah, because it's fun to lie to your family.
Always.
Yeah.
I've done it for years.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what I'm doing. It's fine.
It's very easy. Yeah, played a lot of that, barely any Fire Emblem, like I was saying, and...
Where are you at, Fire Emblem-wise? Where, like, date, I guess, is the safest way to do it?
I'm in the in-game equivalent of March again, after the time skip.
Oh, so kind of far. Yeah, so you're after time skip.
Yeah, so... Stuff is happening for sure. Like,
March
political
2.
Moves are happening, getting new alliances. Yeah, and my main house leader is messed up, and I don't know how we're gonna fix him. I don't know. I don't know if he's fixable. I assume that's like the main part of the story. But yeah, having fun playing that. Also, about a month ago, like around Amazon Prime Day, PlayStation Classics went down to $20, and we got one, and we hacked the hell out of it. Yeah, using AutoBleem, we have a 128 gig USB drive in there now.
Oh, shit.
It has all of the good PlayStation games now instead of the shitty ones that I don't want to play.
A couple things. I got one too. The packaging.
Why is everybody getting PlayStation Classics?
It was like £15 a while ago, on like Amazon Prime Day. It had a flash deal. The packaging is funny because it's like a box and a box and a box, which made me laugh. You'll have to give me the links on how to do the hacky business.
Sure. Yeah.
But also, I was discussing this with Jake before, and I think he wasn't, like, believing me or was unsure about it, but, like, with the games that you want on it and stuff, and you make it NTSC, I assume, because you wouldn't want the PAL or whatever, does it still, like, run smooth and 60 and stuff? Because he was suggesting that, like, the hardware inside just can't do the 60.
Most of the time, it does run pretty well. I think it in different games, you do have to mess with different settings. Like, you can mess with the clock speed. Like, that will sometimes help. Like, we had Jumping Flash 2 on there, and without messing with some of the settings in RetroArch, which actually has better PlayStation emulation than what is default on there, it actually runs pretty well. So once you put AutoBleem on there and use RetroArch, like, the emulation is a lot better. Like, I've been playing a lot of Parasite Eve, the PlayStation game, on there. That's a lot of fun.
Great choice.
It runs really well.
Excellent choice.
With one of the settings, you can actually run it at twice the resolution, and it looks much better. Runs very smoothly. We have PSP games on there, like Neo Geo Pocket Color, what? Super Nintendo, Sega.
Yeah, like, that's what I was trying to say with Jake. It's actually one of the like easiest and best like little all-in-one packages to put shit on there to emulate. And it's cheap as fuck.
For only $20.
PSP games on there?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was playing Toki Meki Memorial Girls Side just fine on there.
Class.
Yeah. Crisis Core, like the Final Fantasy VII PSP game, actually runs really well, too.
a class.
Yeah,
also,
lots of it. It works very well. It's nice just having like a little $20 emulation box. You can hook right up to your TV, super easy. And I think that USB drive was only like $15 extra. Yeah, Gary went ahead and bought two more because they just went back in stock on Target's website. So we are going to turn them into Christmas presents for little brothers because they're going to enjoy all that stuff, have an easy emulation set up.
Don't forget the 8-bit do stick works on it, so you can put wireless controllers on there. And something about the PS... Oh, sorry. If you can use it on the Switch as well, and what I read is the PS4, you can use that as like a move controller as well. It's really weird. It counts as like a movement controller with the gyros. It's really weird.
It's neat.
So if you get that PSX one that they did, the 8-bit Duo wireless thing, it works on all of them. It's just a other tip.
Yeah, Gary was running like Marvel versus Capcom or whatever, like the arcade ROM on there, and he actually hooked up his fight stick to it too.
Nice.
He was just playing that on the TV. It's pretty nice. It's pretty good for $20. Like, it's not good stock and the stock price they were charging for it, but once you fucked with it, it's pretty neat.
So what can it all play? Like, play PSP games, obviously. Like, could it play PlayStation 2 games?
No,
probably not.
Yeah, PlayStation 2 and Dreamcast, we haven't really... I mean, maybe Dreamcast, but I doubt it. Haven't really tried any of that. Anything below that runs fine. Game Boy Advance games. Okay. Yep.
Game Boy Advance games?
Yeah.
Okay. On a PlayStation, that'd be weird. All right.
I mean, it's easier than getting like your GameCube out with the Game Boy Player and setting that up. Like, it's HDMI and everything, so it's neat.
It's why a friend on Twitter was tempted to get a Wii U, and I told him, like, don't forget this thing also at least plays Wii games, so you can throw that Wii away and it'll probably run the Wii games a little bit better. So yeah, it's the Wii U's not the worst thing in the world, especially when it gets cheap enough.
Sure. And it will, next couple of years, I think, you'll find some real...
Wasn't that a Zelda version of the console?
It was a Zelda
too.
specific, limited edition version, yeah.
That would be a neat one to have.
That would be.
But yeah, I don't know, $20. Huh. It was so good, we bought two more of them, so whatever.
I would feel bad, like, as somebody that has a PlayStation 1 and still works, and like...
Well, do you have, like, an HDMI converter?
Right.
That's the main selling point for me, just easy HDMI.
I guess that's would be my question. Is there a way to, like, I don't really care about, I would want to keep the heart. It's like, how do you collect video games when it's like, it's so much easier just to emulate everything at some point? Like,
then you also keep the original hardware, and you also have a CRT, and you pick up CRTs off the side of the road.
Right.
And buy the degaussing
go
Chinese.
Down the dark path.
Deep into repairing CRTs.
Yes, that's what happened.
Yeah. You end up owning a CRT store in some, like, broke neck backwoods town, and then...
Also...
So you're perfect for it.
Something bad happened. You guys know, like, phone app or, like, website or whatever, Nextdoor, where it's, like, a neighborhood chat kind of thing? I've been using it, and somebody on there is selling a pinball table for $500.
Oh, no.
And
did you buy it?
Not yet.
I would.
Thinking about it.
$500? Yeah.
Well, it doesn't run right now, so it's going to need repairs. And I've looked up some of the repairs for the specific table, and like a new power board is like $200. So I'm like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if that'll fix it, but it
does.
What's
the
like
table?
Firepower. It's like a late 80s Williams table. It's like one of the first tables to have multi-ball in it. It also has animation. One of the first tables to actually have animation, like on the little score display. It's a pretty neat table. I've played it before at the arcade. And I was looking it up, and a lot of people are like, this is one of the last great bargains in pinball, blah, 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 blah. And apparently the price is fairly reasonable. So yeah, I'm thinking about it, even though we probably shouldn't, but I want to own a pinball table.
What's like the issues? You said power board, anything else?
Well, I'm not sure exactly. All that the seller has said is that it doesn't run, and I've seen pictures. I haven't looked at it in person yet. But the playfield seems fairly nice. A lot of the plastics seem like they're original, which is also nice. But I don't know. I've never fixed a pinball table before, and who knows how much it'll cost to make it actually work. I don't know. I'm worried.
You gotta assume it's a 1980s thing, so like, I bet you just gotta reflow some solder on that power board, or it's probably just a blown cap.
Yep.
And you would assume like Gary might be like knowledgeable enough to find those. It'd probably be very obvious if it's a blown cap to just be like some oozing nasty thing. Yeah, I bet. You could probably also sneak off $100 off that thing.
Negotiate down.
Yeah.
$400, that might be doable. We're thinking about it a lot, even though, I don't know, we probably shouldn't be wasting money on it. But I want my own pinball table so bad.
Table.
Yes.
No,
and it's not that expensive, really.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it is. That's pretty cheap for a pinball table, especially like an actually good one.
And like our anniversary is coming up, so it can be like our anniversary present project that we can work on together and stuff. So thinking about it a whole lot, and I pretty much want to get it. It seems pretty good.
I mean, that's so. What was this site again that you said you found it on?
Nextdoor. Nextdoor. Yeah.
Okay.
Our neighborhood Nextdoor recently made it on the Twitter account, Best of Nextdoor, where a lady posted on there about being able to hear somebody's husband talking to a mistress. And she's like, y'all need to work this out. And yeah, it's pretty good. Let me see if I can find the link for that, because that was entertaining.
That's pretty tense. Ooh, man, that's some good gossip. That's some good local gossip.
It got very juicy.
It seems like one of those really weird local... like the... You are in X mile radius, so you can chat to people in this X mile radius business. I forget the app that did something similar.
It was
kids
like Yik Yak or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yik Yak, I think that was it.
Yik yak. Let's see if it can find my street address. Let's see here.
Yep, you're right. Yik yak.
Let's see. Let's see if I have a neighborhood on this thing. I doubt it.
There's a .co.uk.
So when you know you're in the big times, when you have a...
We're all neighbors are verified.
Yeah, like they make sure you actually live in the neighborhood before you get access to it. Like
how
they mail you something.
Oh, wow.
They mail you like a password that you have to log in with.
Weird.
Basically, you have to authenticate. Yeah, it's very weird.
Ooh. Okay, I won't do that right now. Then that's spooky. That's spooky.
Yeah.
I just want to know if there's anybody in my area.
I just
want to
stalk the conversations.
Like,
yeah.
What's happening?
I just want to see what people are talking about, yeah.
Okay, I found it. I posted the tweet in the chat, so there you go.
Oh boy, I gotta look at this. Ooh, I gotta look at this. This is some goose.
PSA, turn your radio down, you cheating husband. I am surprised at how many people do not realize that when they are using their car's hands-free link and having personal conversations in their car at the mailbox in front of my house, I can hear every word with my windows and doors closed. Please turn down your radios when you come into neighborhoods. Just because it's not music does not mean that it's not loud. P.S. One of you ladies has a cheating husband. His girlfriend just spent a good 30 minutes crying over him not leaving you. And yeah. I always Gary's laughing because he knows he sent me the link for that before it showed up on here. And yeah, we basically spent a lot of time like subtly trolling it.
Right, which naturally.
I mean, how can you not?
You do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A lot of people on there respond to basically anything that happens. Like, have you notified the police yet about the situation? So we basically reply that.
Let's call police, though.
Yeah, like somebody's like, oh, I found this snake like in my backyard. And so, yeah, it's very dumb.
Here's this picture of this snake I found. What do you mind about? It's like a boa. Like, you really... Or that boa constrictor.
There was a weird post recently where somebody was like, so and so at this address, your son is hot. And yeah, it was weird. And we replied, Have you notified the police? And yeah. It's a dumb app. It's very dumb.
Have you notified the police? Jesus. Jeez.
So yeah, but sometimes you can see stuff that, where like people are selling pinball machines for a cheap price, or free CRT TVs, which is how Gary recently got another one. Yeah, because the Goodwill won't take them anymore, so now Gary will at least.
I've got a bunch of old TVs, and they're like, we don't take those anymore. It's like, well, yeah. What am I going to do with all these old TVs?
You can just bring them to our house, apparently.
Okay, ship them. I can do that. Send down, like, four of them.
But yeah, that's about all my video game stuff. But maybe next week.
That's great.
Maybe next week we'll have a pinball table. I don't know. We're thinking about it.
Do a live stream of looking at the pinball table.
That would be pretty cool, yeah.
Your first crack it open. There you go. First look. Inside of a pinball table. DJ's not having it. Or was having it.
I'm just confused by Best of Next Door, mostly. That was it.
Yeah.
I like projects like that, so it'd be really awesome to look inside a pinball. Even though there'd probably be a fuck ton of wires just, like, connecting everywhere. I bet it's a lot easier than just testing all the wires. Like you said, power board.
Right.
Probably some other stuff related to the power board is the issue.
Yeah. I'm just worried when it comes to stuff like flipper solenoids and shit like that. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this, but I don't know. It might be a fun learning project. It would be cool.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, sounds neat. Oh, all right. Oh, God. Put the news over there.
Okay. What are you doing?
I didn't have everything on the right screen, and now it's on the right screen. Okay. Talking about PlayStation Class. You talk about Warframe? What's up with Warframe?
Oh, yeah. I've also been playing some Warframe, because I do play Warframe occasionally. They have an event going on right now called the Dog Days of Summer. It's basically like a little Splatoon style deathmatch. You have water guns and you're shooting water guns at dudes. And as you participate in this event, you collect pearls that you can trade in for special like summer prizes. There's some good mods. There's a color palette. And the main thing that I was working on is getting this roller floof, is what they're called. They're like these big beach ball type items that you can put in your ship.
Right.
And once you do that, your space kitty cat will play with the ball on your ship. And right. So I definitely had to grind that out. There's one thing that's kind of not great with this event, though. The way it works, before they patched it, at least, a lot of people would just join the event, shoot a couple dudes, and then climb up on a high rock and just wait out the rest of the match. So you would get your event currency after that. So it wasn't necessarily the most fun. You just kill a couple guys and sit somewhere. They patched it later on this week, though, to where you actually get rewarded more the more kills you do. So you can still just, wait it out and sit, but it actually gives you, an extra pearl for every kill on top of that. So it kind of encourages you to actually play it, but it doesn't punish you if you don't want to either, if you just want to grind it out real easy. So I think that was a good solution. But I earned enough to get my little ball that my kitty cat can play with, so I'm pretty much done with it.
Okay.
But yeah, that
was a good time.
It was cute.
Peach ball?
Yeah. No, it pounces like crazy all over it, and it's very, very cute. They have different color ones you can get. I earned the most expensive one, which was sunset colors. It was pink and orange and purpley. It's very cute.
Ah, cool.
It was fun.
Cool.
Not much to it, but it was a fun little event. I always like it when I can get another color palette, too.
Sure. Cool.
Did they unlock special skins, like primes? I learned that word.
I think Wukong Prime is still the newest one. I don't think there was anything super special with this. Apparently, if you played as Rhino during this event, he would have a bikini Rhino. Painted on, but
great.
I don't own Rhino, so whatever. Yeah, I don't know. It was a fun little cute thing. It's pretty fun. The mechanics of having to use the water gun was actually kind of interesting too. You have to middle click to pump your water gun after you shoot it a few times to recharge it, basically. That was odd, but worked fine. It's basically just a deathmatch thing.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, that's neat. Cool. Well, speaking of death matches, I can talk about Gears. That's a lot of death matches.
Yeah.
Gears 4, I finished it. It's done. That's a really brief game.
Oh, really?
Pretty short. Yeah. Probably only took me maybe 10 hours to beat it, so it wasn't really that long. And that's with me just wandering around and lots of crashes, because that game is very glitchy at times. Not just for me. A lot of people have said, hey, just crashes on PC a lot, so.
Did it take longer for you to beat the game or to download the game?
Ooh, that's a good question. It's close. Might even download the game, honestly. Might even download the game, really. Yep. I would probably say I probably spent 4 or 5 hours. It'd be close, probably downloading it. Yeah, it's. I'm excited to have that game off my hard drive, though, and never touch it again.
Did you go through it co-op, or were you just playing it solo?
I was trying to play with Popcans, but then it lost him somewhere along the way, and we just didn't want to play. So I was like, I just gotta beat this stupid campaign and get this done with. So I played through it. I think the story is it's okay at times, but it's also why did we need to tell this story? We're just rehashing stuff again a little bit. As much as I think on this podcast said the first time I was talking about it, I like that they're coming back to it and trying to build this bigger thing. Yeah, it kind of goes out the window. It's just basically, it seems like a rehash almost in a way.
Same story beats with different characters.
Here's the locust again. Like, here's the locust. They're back. Everything's happening again. It's like
similar to
fine, I guess.
What happened with Halo 4, was it? When it's like, hey, Green Man, I forget, Master Chief is back. I was going to call him Green
Master
Man.
Chief. Green Man. Green Man Gaming?
He's back.
Yeah,
and
it's Green Man.
On an alien planet, and it's all aliens. And then, oh, look, the Horde or whatever's back. They're here too. Yep.
The Flood.
Flood.
Yeah, it's basically like, to give you a summation of the story, hey, Gears of War 3 happened, all the locusts were killed, we threw them in a hole, and then some of them are still alive, and they're mutating. That's the story of Gears of War 4. Now, the interesting thing happens at the end, and if you had watched, I know we watched during E3 some of that Gears of War 5 stuff, there's like a somewhat interesting moment at the end of the story that raises some questions that might be interesting to answer if they go in the right direction with it. But it still just ends up being like, like another, just another Gears, huh? Just kind of another one of these games, another one with like same notes, same guns almost, same, like, listen, I think the thing about the way God of War did it when they came back from a somewhat similar amount of time of like having him be older, but also the gameplay and kind of the systems be a little bit different in the new God of War, like, I think that worked better. It just kind of felt like this could have been made directly after Gears of War 3, and there would be no, like, you know, it just felt like there's no big new additions. Like, I guess the big new addition is you can lay down turrets now. It's more of a direct, like, base building aspects in it, which is like, okay, cool, but it didn't do much for me. I thought the characters were all right. Really, the only character anybody cares about is Marcus, so, you know, he's good. His son's all right. Everybody seems, like, witty all the time and trying to crack jokes, you know, as you do in horrific situations.
Yuck.
No. Yeah. A lot of bullet sponge, a lot of just same sort of things. Chainsaws, shotguns.
Just kind of boring.
Yeah.
It happened.
Like, it happened, yeah.
I feel like, I like that Popcans didn't want to finish this game, and yet was happy to finish off Crackdown 3.
Should tell you something about Gears of War 4 there. It's just like, it's like, there was I feel like the problem with Gears is it never had those sort of timeless qualities. Like, you look at God of War, it has some of those elements because, you know, it's talking about gods, you can go to different pantheons and stuff like that, but Gears was always kind of, like, it's just these humans fighting these grubs fighting a locust. Yeah. Like, that was the kind of core of it, and there was nothing really beyond that. I feel like they need to do more with that in 4 to actually make me care about 5 in any particular way. Like, give me a universe, give me a mystery, give me a something to grab onto, because it's just doing
tedious.
This again, huh?
Yeah.
Gear's story has always been pretty baseline. Not too special. God of War at least has, like, a lot of mythology lore, and their storytelling is just way better through a game. Yep.
And Gears could use some of that. Like, I think it just needed some mysteries. Just give me, like, a thing to wonder about, whereas, like, they give you a little bit at the end, but it's like, how is that going to be? I don't know. It's going to answer. There's only one way they can answer that. Yeah, The thing is what you think it is. Okay. All right. And, you know, in anime, it's going to end up being like,
oh, no.
Neo Evangelion. But not really Neo Evangelion. It'd be like, what was that anime? It was like, got infected with a thing, and then it turned out to be a thing. I don't remember what it was called. Parasite? No, that's not right. I'll think up the name while we sit here.
Tokyo Ghoul?
Point, but
It might be Parasite.
Tokyo Ghoul. Yeah.
Was it that?
Like Tokyo Ghoul. That's a, yeah, it's sort of Tokyo Ghoul. Yeah. If that interests you. But yeah, it's just years. I might play 5. I don't know. That trailer's real good with the lady. The main lady seems real neat. That's the only cool thing. But besides for that, I also played Battlelands. That's a what do you call those now? Not a MOBA. Not a MOBA. It's
the auto chess.
You drop on. No, you drop onto an island with a
battle
hundred
royale.
PUBG. Battle royale. Thank you. A PUBG. A Fortnite. It's one of those for the phone. It's a top down, kind of cutesy. You run around with guns, kind of thing.
What?
It's very simple, pretty plain.
This is cutesy.
It is, and it's a decent game. It's got some neat elements. It's got kind of the battle pass system, like all those types of games have, which I haven't
these
made much progress.
These characters look
in.
Like they look like Funko Pops. I don't like it.
They do look a lot like Funko Pops. That's true. And you just kind of run around and shoot people. It's a dual joystick. With virtual joysticks, so your left hand controls the movement, the right hand controls the direction you fire
shooter.
The guns. Yeah, it's a twin stick shooter, but with virtual joysticks rather than like, which is terrible controls at times. It's mission shots like crazy. But it's an all right version of this, and I was just looking for some kind of thing to play on the phone because there haven't been a lot of great phone games this year. I feel like so. This is what I picked. Map seems alright. It's very, very quick. I found matches to only last like maybe 5 minutes. It's very fast. People die exceedingly quickly. And you just kind of run around. You can hide in bushes and you turn invisible. You hide in a bush. You can walk inside some houses, which may have special drops inside. There are golden guns, which I think do more damage, but I'm never sure because I don't think I've ever killed anyone with a golden gun yet, so.
Have you killed anyone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Easy. They get into a big fight, you walk up behind them with a sniper rifle, you put two right. in the head, and you're done. You walk away. But get me into like a firefight where the other person's shooting at me, I die very quickly.
This game fucking goes. Like, each ring closing is like 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah. It's like 10. It's time. Like moving. Like,
yeah.
People are dying.
Well, it's a phone game. It's kind of good that they keep the matches short.
Yep. That's the thing about, like, Fortnite or PUBG on a phone is, like, they last, like, a Fortnite or PUBG match, and that's, like, okay, it's a little too long for me to be sitting here on this phone.
Yeah,
but this
like...
is very, very quick and fun.
You're commuting. You don't want to... You need to get off the train or bus or whatever you're on at some point, and that involves not looking
right.
at the phone.
I don't know. It's fun. It's been something I've been checking out for a while now, and it's...
So are there loot boxes in it? Or...
There are loot boxes in
okay.
it.
Perfect.
Yeah, of course.
There's dancing.
There's
I saw there was dancing.
And, yeah. There's dancing. There's also... You can buy money and stuff, too. And, of course, I mean, you know how it goes. You can get the great Uncle Sam legendary skin for your character.
Perfect.
It's also a card system.
Oh, great.
Much like West Knight. What's that one? Castle Crashers?
Oh.
Where you
no,
open a chest and it's
Clash Royale.
Clash Royale, yeah. Instead of actually getting the item, you get cards that you can then hopefully get 10 or so cards.
Great.
And craft the item. So it's even worse than, like, just give me the item out of the box. Because you have to spend, like, years.
Well, that makes you buy more loot boxes, so...
Of course. And Battle Pass, too. Just a Battle Pass loot box. As many as you can throw on top. Just keep throwing more on top.
So how much money have you spent on it?
I've spent, like, $35 on this game.
What?
Well, no, I'd have not. No.
Okay, I was about to say.
I don't have that kind of money. I'm saving up for Control now. Can't be spending money on whatever it's called. But
so $0.
$0. And I have received zero items.
Okay.
For like hours of play. So it's like, I don't know. It's very slow. But it's good for like a minute or two. So check it out if you want one of those games.
I do not. No.
No, thank you.
I'm good.
What can you do? What can you do, I suppose? Some people aren't cultured enough to understand the glory of Battle Pass, loot boxes, everything on top of it. Microtransactions on microtransactions. But, and that's pretty much all I played, I think. Let me look at my sheet here. Yeah, that's pretty much all I played. Question for you. Now that I'm going to uninstall Gears 4, I'm going to give you three choices. Which game do I install next for the PC?
Okay.
Number one. Yakuza 0. Number 2. Shadow of War, the second one of those. Or 3. Third one? What was the third one I was thinking of? Or Somebody Go. What's that?
Witcher 3?
No.
Yeah.
We're almost done with The Witcher 3. I'll be able to report on that next week.
Okay.
Very close to finally being done. With The Witcher 3. Lord, what was that third game I was gonna install? Oh, Vampire. Vampire, that one by,
Was that a good game?
Strange People?
Don't Nod or something.
Vampire? That one?
Vampire, yeah.
Vampire. Yeah.
Spelled all funny.
I feel like some people liked that game, but I never was following people doing reviews and reading about it when it came out, so I heard, like, nothing about that game.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't do Shadow of War because it's like just as big as Gears of War 4. So,
really?
Yeah, it's also over 100 gigabytes at least. It's massive.
Oh my god,
it's massive.
Oh, I don't want to do that. Then
is Vampire on Game Pass or whatever?
Yeah,
it is on Game Pass. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I might play that then because that sounds kind of fun for me. I like the whole idea of it focusing on story and character stuff, but also crappy Dark Souls style fighting.
Yeah, crappy Dark Souls.
Yeah. That's basically what I heard about that game, is that they try and do Dark Souls fighting and it's bad, but...
Hey, great! That's perfect. That's what we want. Alright, well, let's take Shadow War off, since I'm not going to install it.
How big is Vampyr?
Probably massive, too.
I can't remember. Yakuza 0 wasn't that big, right? It's like a 30-gig game, maybe? I can't remember entirely.
Yeah, it's gotta be smaller.
How about we, instead of Shadow of War, we put in Prey, the classic game from last year.
How about you pick either 1 or 3? Instead of keep substituting games in.
Okay, we got it. So it's Prey.
Nope.
It's Vampyr. And it's Yakuza 0. Which one are we doing? Which one are we going for?
Do you want this to be like the main game you play? Because if it is, then Yakuza 0. Because there's a lot of hours to get through that game.
Okay. Yeah, it's a long game too. Listen, I got enough games, believe me, for...
So then go Vampyr. Because Yakuza 0 will be like at least like 30 or so hours, I would say.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then Control comes out in what, 2 weeks? So
right, yeah.
I mean, I'm in on that game.
100%.
Yeah. Maybe I should just play Quantum Break. That classic video game, Quantum Break. You remember? It's got a TV show attached to it. It's actors. It's time travel, from what I hear. Okay. Thank you for your suggestion. I'll go with Vampyr.
Okay. I might play that too, so we can actually discuss it.
Yeah, let's talk about it. We'll have a little book club meeting. I've actually thought about that idea for like a ROMs, and like we all play the same game, especially with Game Pass now being so cheap. We could play a small game.
Yeah.
At the same time. Like Goat Simulator.
No.
No, I don't think there's much to talk about.
You've
with that
ruined
game,
the but... segment already.
Yeah.
Shit. Like Disneyland Adventures. Remember that
what
game?
What is that?
No.
It's a Game Pass game. It allows children and Disney fans of all ages to explore Disneyland's parks in 4K HD.
I'm assuming it's a minigame collection of some kind.
Yes.
It's the one where you can lift your hands up in the air.
Don't shoot. Yeah.
Wow. Oddly political.
Boom. Got him. Politics. I know what I'm talking about. We're good. We could all play Football Manager 2019 and get real into spreadsheets. Okay.
No, my little brother plays enough of that for my entire family.
I feel sorry for you. Game.
Yeah.
We should just play Thimbleweed Park. That's a game I've wanted to play for a while. That's a game.
No.
Okay. That might actually have something to discuss. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. DJ, sir.
Also, we all need to beat Fire Emblem. All of us that got it.
That's
gonna take
ages. I want to
discuss that with Popkins too. Yeah, I know. I know. It's gonna take a long time.
Popkins has never stopped playing that game.
I mean, I'm still in like October. I'm nowhere near time skip, I think.
Okay. All right. It's a pretty long game. And I'm gonna play it two more times after this, at least. Maybe
I'm just
three.
Yeah.
Because there's four endings, supposedly. So.
Wow. I'm just playing it slow, that's all.
Okay. So, DJ, tell me about Mafia 3. Why? What's up? What's going on?
I wanted to play another game because I've been playing basically the same games over and over again. My routine is like, I get home from work, I play a Teamfight Tactics game, just one. Then near the end of the day, I also play another one again. I'm Silver 4 in that game now, because they've added ranked to it.
Oh boy, okay, you're Silver 4 in that game.
Yeah, I'm getting better and better.
I was
you go.
So fucking close to Gold 1 when I was playing Ranked League. A lot. I was so close. I could have been plat. I could have been a contender.
So, go ahead. Yeah, I wanted to play another game, and I was looking through my Steam because I didn't want to go. Every time I go to the Game Pass thing, I'm like, there is Gears of War 4, there's Shadow of War, I think there's another game, but they all require me to start the game, and I don't want to spend the, like, 3 hours to get deep down into those actual games, so I just avoid them. And Mafia 3 was one that I knew I was, like, only 10 or so minutes, well, 2 hours or so into the game, and figured there was more to do. And yeah, I just totally forgot, like, the whole setting of that game is so cool. That, like, New Orleans area, it's really nicely fleshed out and looked well. The cars are all cool. The music is, like, just perfect because of the, like, time of the music, like the 50s or so, America. 50s, 60s, Vietnam War, just after Vietnam War time. The music around then was awesome. You have that mix of like disco, war songs. You have like the old crooner bopper songs as well, from like the 40s and 50s and whatnot. So it all fits really well. And then like there's just lots of like oversights of like the map system is really weird and hard to figure out objectives. You actually have to go to an objective list to like highlight specific objectives on things to do, because it doesn't highlight it on the map, it just highlights these safe houses, but it doesn't tell you what you can do at specific safe houses. There's other, like, I'm just accumulating more and more money, and the only way, as far as I know, you can spend it is by calling this guy who has a van who just basically like sells you guns and shit. But that's where you also do your gun upgrades and stuff. But a lot of the stuff is, like, locked out for me on, like, hey, earn more favor or do more favors for X person to unlock these items. And it's just, like, I've already got, like, 80k just sitting there on stuff I do not want to unlock. And I'm already pretty happy with, like, a sniper rifle and a machine pistol. A scorpion. So, like, I don't need new guns necessarily. So, there's lots of weird, like, things of just, I don't need to do anything. I should probably just do the story missions and just rail through this game as quick as possible. But yeah, the setting is so cool. Like, you've got the differences between the bayou, the, like, voodoo Haitians all lurking around there, the Dixie Mafia, which is just
the Dixie Mafia?
White racists, like the very white racists. You've got like the middle town where like all the actual mafia people, like the New York type gangsters are, just like in their own location. You've got like the edge suburbs that are like the rich people. You've got like uptown, which is where all the Irish are. It's really interesting and cool.
Wow, that sounds neat.
Yeah, and that game gets super cheap regularly, so if you haven't got it, you should look at it and toy around with it a little bit. It's cool. And it, like, it reminded me of, like, remember the hubbub of it when it was coming out and, like, how they were getting some issues with promoting it because, like, they didn't really tone down the racism or anything in that game. They tried to keep it
right.
A little bit true to nature. Like, as you're walking around, because you're playing a black guy, as you're walking around quite regularly in the uptown areas and whatnot, you'll hear a lot of white people just be like, yeah, you need to move on, boy. Or, like, the N-word casually gets said when you're in, like, real country hick roads at you. It's pretty crazy to think of, like, this coming out back then and if it could come out in this day and age.
Right.
Even though it was, like, a few years ago, which is crazy.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
coming at change. It from, like, a historical perspective, and I'm pretty sure they did have, like, people of color working on the game and everything, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's done appropriately. It's not done, like, for laughs or, like, hey, look, it's these
comical stuff. Isn't this cool? Yeah.
Or, like, we put the N-word in here just because we could, because we were allowed to because of the setting. No, it's appropriate. Like, there's actually, like, still segregated stores where if you go in, like, people will start calling the cops on you or, like, start, like, trying to fight you and stuff, like, telling you to get out and whatnot. It's very well realized, that world. It's cool.
Huh. It's really neat. Yeah, I mean, I gotta approach that. Like, I don't think a lot of games attempt to approach that stuff. I mean, I think that was the big criticism of some Ubisoft stuff recently, is in, like,
yeah,
we don't want to touch anything that's political or weird like that. Like, that's, you gotta respect
there's
that
a,
for Mafia.
A new thing this week, actually, that I didn't put in the news, but the directors of the newest Call of Duty game was trying to say their game was not political as well. They're like,
Yeah,
it's because it doesn't have actual modern, like, what's going on right now or whatever, even though it totally talks about war and blah, 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 blah. They're like, no, they're just thematic elements. It's not
thematic choices.
It's not political.
We're just trying to,
yeah.
Not political. Come on now.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And even though they mention, like, Watch Dogs Legion is a post-Brexit apocalypse or something.
Oh my god.
Judging by what they showed, it looks like the fucking apocalypse happened. But yeah, the guess is they're gonna tone it way, way down and just be like, oh no, this is not because of any one party or any one, like, system that occurred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's, yeah, you gotta respect that, though, when a developer is willing to go, like, we're gonna go all the way. Like, especially with historical stuff. I mean, there aren't many, like, really accurate historical games. Like, a lot of them are sort of Hollywoodized versions of historical events, like Assassin's Creed. Like, sure, you got some really nice architecture, but, like, there's a lot of intricacies of Florence and stuff
Assassin's Creed has a lot of goofy sci-fi space magic type crap in it too, so
it's the best kind of magic.
Goofy sci-fi space magic.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's why I was playing Mafia 3 today. I'll probably play more because I remember there was a twist in that game near the end or something, and I completely forget what it is. Which is perfect, because a lot of the times I play these games so slowly, I get spoiled on, like, said twists and whatnot, or big puzzle choices, and then I'm like, well, fuck, now I can't play this game. Because, like, it's kind of... Like, same thing happened with Fez. Like, I learned like two of the three major things that you need to learn just by being spoiled. And I'm like, well, shit. And I just need to forget them. Once I forget them, I'm 100% going back to Fez.
I don't know anything. I should play Fez, I guess, you before should, I get spoiled.
1000% play Fez and don't look it up on the internet at all. Fez is an amazingly good game.
Okay. I might. I mean, I uninstalled, what was it, Hollow Knight and Into the Breach, so I have a little extra space. I could play some Fez. Cool.
And yeah, I played a little bit of Astroneer as well. While you guys weren't playing, mostly just did like general errands on the map area. Mm-hmm. I found where you landed on Kalidor or whatever, so I
Kalidor
made that an actual base because I was stuck on Kalidor for a long time. I wanted to get tungsten or something like that. I wanted to get a material there. Got it, and then now we have an extra large ship, by the way. So the large ship, one of the two.
Cool.
And what that allows you to do is add in those like 4-point. See, the normal ship has like a 2-point stick-on section, so that's where that storage silo goes. It has that, but then it also has like 8 more, like in the middle of the ship, so you can like bring a whole base over with you if you want to, like just a pack and go. It's pretty good.
You could put probably some seats there too and let everybody fly.
Yeah.
On a ship.
Yeah, you could. So like the only put them in cargo.
Just go sit in the steerage.
Yeah.
So the only thing that we need to figure out is batteries, because power in like some of those barren wastelands is a fucking nightmare. Like some like you can rely on solar for like half the day and then wind is like just whenever it gets windy, I guess, and it's just
it happens.
Yeah, it gets really bad sometimes. So like battery systems is the next step that we need to look into. Once we build those, then you just put it in and I assume through the day it'll charge it up and then through the night it'll get eaten.
Right. Okay. Cool. We'll have to play some Astroneer. I forgot about that. I was going to play this weekend, but then... Well. Crud. Okay, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to some Astroneer. I don't know when, but some point.
Maybe I'll finally start it too. I've just too much Fire Emblem. Yeah.
You can just hop in. There's a slot free now.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
There's a slot free? Who died?
DZ Weezy is now entombed. I'm pretty sure he's not going to escape.
He's trapped forever. Oh my god, I forgot about that. He's trapped in a wall.
Did he dig too far down?
No.
It glitched. Oh my god.
Yeah, there's like space teleporters or something in that game. Spoilers. So we were in like a really weird gravity area and we brought a tractor trailer and you can hop in and out the tractor trailer and gravity was going weird, so like you would hop in the tractor and then jump off and then it would like float you to the roof because like gravity fucked up for some reason. DZ tried it and then like it went downwards and he went into the structure and we can't like destroy the structure or anything, so he's just
impervious.
Yeah, he's just trapped in there now.
He can never get out. He is trapped forever in time.
That sucks.
He has to relaunch. I don't know how you would do that, though.
Like, I don't know.
It happens sometimes when you get, like, disconnected, you have to relaunch. Like, we have to force him to, like, disconnect and reconnect over and over again until he launches.
I don't know, because usually you just start exactly where you were. So, for example, one time, we didn't tell you this, but Popcan, remember that time you guys were all crashing? You and DZ were crashing as we were driving across and DZ was like on the back seat somewhere.
Yep.
Pop and me were fine. So Pop was, we were just joking about with Diesel's sitting area and we were like digging underneath it. We didn't realize that there was a cave directly underneath that ground. So like the whole trailer just flung downwards inside there. And we had to, like, patch it up so to make sure when he respawns, he doesn't fall down there, too.
We gotta patch this up? Oh, no.
Yep. That's where we lost the one tractor-trailer set. It's somewhere in the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's somewhere.
Yeah, it's down there.
It's fine.
It's not good. No.
It's not good. Yeah, there's some weird, fun, dumb stuff that happens in Astroneer.
Yes. Yes, there is. Well, okay. Shall we move on to the news?
Yes.
You guys want to talk about some news?
Yes, let's do the news so I can leave and eat barbecue. Dang it. Hey.
Where are you going to eat barbecue at?
I already told you, at Rudy's.
That was pre-podcast.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Going to Rudy's.
What? Rudy's? Okay.
Make what myself kinda, a brisket the... sandwich with brisket? Pickles and pickled onions and barbecue sauce okay. on it. On what's some the, white bread.
How's your cornbread, though?
I don't know. If they sell it, I judge a good
barbecue place.
Their okay. place has really weird creamed corn, where it's not actually creamed corn. You it's really just weird. Pieces of corn in, like, a gravy. It's very huh. weird. Yeah, it's not
like the
corn, somebody but... chopping some corn.
Yeah, like it's just the... corn and cream, basically.
Is it a chicken gravy, like from Cracker Barrel?
No, it's like the there. White country gravy.
Yeah, yeah, stuff. That right. gravy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's yeah. that.
God, that's yeah, stuff sucks
I'm
so
not
much.
A fan.
White country gravy. Yeah. Come on down. You ever had a Amish chicken corn pie? That's a
I have not.
You should have some chicken corn pie sometime. It's good. Very good.
I see
a lot of white gravy.
On the meat section here, brisket moist and brisket lean. Is moist just like fatty?
Moist.
Or
yes,
do they like
it's
fattier?
Okay. I like so the lean because I don't know.
I can't deal with fatty cuts of meat. Personal opinion, it's very hard to eat.
Another question. Over here we have a thing called burnt ends. This is not on the menu.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a thing. It's just not on Rudy's menu.
I don't think you can get those like specifically. I think you can ask for like. If they have, like, a cut of meat, you can be like, can I get it from the end
right.
or whatever. Yeah, but I don't think they sell it specifically.
Ah, that's
a
specific thing.
At this
thing.
Place. Yeah.
Okay, before we move on to news, best barbecue place in Texas, go.
I haven't been to a lot of, like, I haven't been to Franklin's because I don't want to wait in line outside when it's 100
right,
degrees
yeah,
or
like
whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. But I have been to Lockhart, which has a whole bunch. It's like a yeah. town outside of Austin that has like four different old barbecue companies in there. And I really liked Black's Barbecue. That was
yeah,
really
you
good.
Did.
Yeah. There was a family when we were eating there that were like Chinese tourists and they had no idea how to order. It was a little... We tried to help him, but I didn't know what they wanted. They were just kind of like pointing at stuff. Yeah, it seemed rough.
Wait, what's
but
the routine?
You're basically going down a line like it's a cafeteria kind of, and you're telling the people like, I want a pound of this. Can you get me
right.
this much of this side? So it's a lot of, you're using a lot of English.
Right.
And they did
I
not
see.
Know any.
There's a lot of English.
On the website here, it now says per pound. So it's not like just a menu they give out and say, you can get a half a pound or something.
Yeah.
It's like, give me 5 pounds of beef brisket, man. It's all I want.
Give me that.
I mean, some of the sides, when they have you go in line, like they have some sides in a cooler, like that banana pudding I was talking about. So you can just kind of grab that and pay for it as you're going. But you want the meat and you got to request that. So
you want the meat.
You do.
Who doesn't?
I know I do. A pecan cobbler? That's an interesting idea. Pecan cobbler. That looks like pecan pie, I guess.
Yeah, basically. Deconstructed
Man,
pecan pie.
I was looking at I was looking at I see the drinks here and the sweet tea here, and it just reminded me to my last trip to the US. It's a very like generic chain like of teas that you can get. I just like cane, not canes or something, but it's in a really weird bottle. Snapple? No, it was iced tea. But like you could get normal, you could get like half sugar, you can get sweet tea. And like I was looking at, I got the sweet tea because I had to. And I was looking at it and like the one bottle was 100% of your sugar for the day. Like the one, it was not even 500 milliliters or 16 fluid ounces. It was like slightly smaller. It had sugar. Man. Like Christ.
Yeah, to make like proper sweet tea, you have to get like the water so hot that you're basically super saturating it with sugar, like chemical wise. It's pretty crazy. You're almost insane. Making like caramel or something.
Yep. Good living. Clean living.
That was the popular meal at my high school. You get a thing of sweet tea, you get chicken nuggets and corn. And that's what everybody ate. Yeah.
What you eat, man?
Either that or sweet tea and a chimichanga with nacho cheese all over it. And
of course. It's America.
Mashed potatoes.
You only get to live once, folks. Live it to your truth self.
It was Gold Peak, I think.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah. Yep.
That's a brand.
But yeah.
I don't know.
I don't drink sweet tea anymore I was a teen because it's bad for me.
Yeah, it's bad for every single person.
Yep. Like, I'll make iced tea and put some sugar in it, but not like sugar, but like Splenda, right, or something. But... like sweet tea, like if you go to McDonald's and get a sweet tea, that sucker will so sweet you could like caramelize it.
There's probably more sugar in that than in a soda. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I heard a McDonald's one is a good one.
Oh yeah, it's easy. It's good living. It's not good for your body, but I used to get one every once in a while, and you feel real good after drinking that. You could run a mile every second of the day. Like, my God, drip feed that.
Okay, let's do the news so I can get some sweet tea. Actually, I won't
Speaking of sweet tea,
I'll just drink water.
Get some unsweetened tea. Can you get unsweetened? Or will they like look at you and go like, "We only serve sweet."
A lot of people will get the unsweetened.
Good. Well, speaking of sweetness, Twitch launches its own streaming software titled Twitch Studio.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
It's in beta right now. I haven't tried it, but it's supposed to be like a simpler solution for people to start streaming. It supposedly walks you through a lot of setup stuff. I might try it later. I don't know. It's kind of neat that they're bringing their own solution out. I assume you can only stream to Twitch using it.
Of course.
Yeah. But that's interesting.
Can we stream to other services? Disgusting. That's neat. That's good. I mean, you kind of figured they would try to... I mean, that's the one thing. And I know in the radio I always hear like, hey, Barbasol used to do shaving gel, but now we put out razors. This is like that for Twitch. It's like, Twitch streams video content. Of course, at some point, we'd make the software side too. Like, it just makes sense.
Yeah, making it easier for people to use their platform makes a lot of sense. Of course. It's just in beta right now, and you have to sign up for it. So, I have no idea what it's actually like.
The Rums Over Baghdad official account just signed up for the Twitch Studio beta, so keep an eye on that. It's coming. Don't worry.
Well, I just signed up too, because all you have to do is click a button if you're logged into your Twitch account. So.
Not even sign anything. Just go like, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Hopefully it's better. I know we've been struggling lately. I think a lot of people have been. You know, I've spoken to a few of our close friends have been like, oh, Streamlabs, yeah, and then you have an OBS is its own thing, and then is that other one that people use?
The
XSplit? Do people still use that anymore? I don't know.
Elements, XSplit. Stream Elements.
Elements, yeah, Stream Elements. People using that also, but it'd be nice to have one that works. But who knows? Speaking of working, months after the labor controversy, Rockstar has converted all of its game testers to full-time positions. A little bit of good news this week. I know it's been a rough week news-wise, but I thought this was a positive trend for, rights, workers' rights, something we've talked
that
a number
nice.
Of times about.
Hopefully they get all of the benefits that salaried employees at Rockstar get now that they're not contracted.
This looks like a British studio, says Lincoln in the UK. Mm-hmm. So, spoilers, we don't get benefits. There's no reason to get, like, medical or dental from your job.
That makes
Sorry,
sense, yeah.
Because NHS is a thing.
No!
So they get a full-time salary. That's probably cool.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Apparently, they don't have to keep cell phones in lockers anymore now either.
Wow!
Bring their own phone to work.
Jeez.
That's so... Why would you work in video games if they're like, you have to leave your phone in your locker, sir. We can't let you have a phone. Come
that's
on
like
now.
Retail or whatever, where you're not allowed to have that on your person.
Put on this pinstripe uniform for us, sir, and go test these video games. Like, what? Oh, my God. Did you guys see that, what was that? A big, famous person on the TVs. He put out a video focusing on the video game industry workers' rights.
Did you guys see that? Right, Tonight Show with... Not tonight.
Patriot
Act
with Hassan.
That's not who I was thinking of.
Majiri. He was that somewhat. You know, he would recognize him. He's been in some stuff.
Also, I was thinking of the wrestling thing. Not this.
Ignore me. There's some. Why did you guys link fucking banana pudding in the chat? Anyway.
Why not?
It's true. Just linking pictures of banana pudding to each other. This is disgusting. Yeah, there's been a lot of talk, I think. A lot more than I thought there would be. A number of different sources out there. I can also link this in the Twitch chat as well for everybody to see. But it's been a few interesting developments in that field in the last few
weeks. Yeah, I'll have to watch that video.
Goes over a lot. It's like a Tonight Show or Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. It's one of those, but to see actually one of those handle that issue, I think, is neat and interesting. And,
You
don't often get to see people talk about it outside of, like, internal. Outside of us, the hobbyists. You never get to see, like, real talk.
Is everything okay over there?
I don't know. There's some sounds happening behind me that are freaking me out. But...
Is that spider back from the dead?
He's long dead now. He's gone to meet his maker. Sounds like somebody's rolling up some papers or something. I don't know what's going on.
Smoke him if you got him.
Well, speaking of smoking him, these transitions are getting a little rough. Blizzard. has opened up a new forum dedicated to reconnecting players with their friends from 2004. So you can play Vanilla together again as a family.
Does anyone want to do that?
No. If I'm not still friends with somebody from 2004, why would I want to reconnect with them? Like, there are ways to have, like, stayed connected. I think I'm still Facebook friends with a guy from my guild from 2004, so I don't need to be out here finding people. Those are memories I'd rather forget for the most part, but it's dark, Twisted history. I don't know. I was wondering what you guys' thoughts on this is. Like,
I mean, I guess it's kind of nice if you actually did want to reconnect with somebody that you used to play with. Like, it's gotten attention. Like, I mean, all forums kind of do this kind of thing, but it's interesting. They're like, hey, everybody, look at this. So check it if you want to meet up with your old buddies or whatever.
Was the friends list a thing back then, though? Like, surely they would still be on your friends list.
There was a friends list.
Okay.
Really? In vanilla? Like, when it first came out? I don't know.
I think there was a friends list. Well, the difference is that at some point they changed it from your character name being the
to your account.
To your account name. So there might have been a mix up there at some point.
I was wondering if the friends list back then wouldn't have translated to the friends list we have now, which is what you're kind of alluding to as well.
Kind of. So that could be
a thing.
I think it made it more complicated. Like, I still remember having, like, different people's, like, there was an issue early on when they made that switch where I had, like, people's users' names that were not the actual, like, name or whatever. It was actually the name of the character, and it's like, oh, okay, this is, like, not the person I'm speaking to that I think I'm speaking to. This is this fucking generic name by somebody else used. So it makes it more complicated, but I think I thought it was neat. But also, vanilla. Oh, vanilla World of Warcraft.
Well, now it's called Classic. So classic. You don't have to think of pudding anymore.
But what if I want
like that banana pudding?
Banana pudding
picture.
Can we call it banana
Just
pudding?
Look at that. Yeah, you can call it World of Warcraft banana pudding.
World of Warcraft banana pudding.
I mean, I'm not gonna play it, so I don't really care.
Come on, Mary. How are we gonna stream this, Mary? Thousands Thursday Trash needs to play vanilla World of Warcraft. It needs to happen, and I need people to sign up to play this.
I'm not paying for that.
Okay, well, that's a shame.
Maybe if it was free or like free to play or whatever, maybe. Like, I signed up for that shitty Digimon game when you were streaming it, but I'm not paying.
When does that Digimon game come out? When those two Digimon games come out? Somebody let me know that. Tell me in chat. Reach out to me. Final news story in a weirdly positive loot box story? Do we agree? Weirdly?
I mean, well, the whole reason this came about is because the ESA was in front of the Federal Trade Commission in the U.S. Trying to explain, like, no, loot boxes are good, actually. As part of the summit that was like a multi-day summit, ESA announced for Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft that they are like by the end of next year, all games that are on their platforms that have loot boxes are going to be required to disclose the odds of those loot boxes.
Not a bad idea.
And if you're interested in this FTC summit, gamesindustry.biz has like three or four very detailed articles with a lot of quotes from like consumer advocates, gambling addiction people, and it's very informative. I learned a lot. Apparently, sure. Video game industries are trying to argue for dynamic drop rates in loot boxes to where they can just change them all the time.
We just want to have them.
Yeah, which is...
Is that in regards to, like, the Apex one, where it, like, increases odds? Or is that more
like,
we're going to change it?
It seems more like that we're going to make stuff harder to get, like make them rare. The quote that this guy gives out is an example. Like, say this is a sports game and this one player in Ultimate Team has been very good for the past month, so he's moving up a tier in rarity and he's going to be much harder to get because he's popular and good now.
Right.
He's like, that's what our players would want. And I don't know if they would necessarily want that, like,
not.
Making a good player harder to get. So there are a lot of very interesting quotes throughout this. One guy who is a part of the gambling industry said that there should be a super, like, an independent third party that monitors loot boxes and their odds. He's saying, like, they do that with slot machines. They actually go through and test them, and they've actually had the machines not pay out at the rates that they're supposed to. And they, with that independent third party, they can test stuff in aggregate and in individual and make sure that they actually uphold those standards. And he is basically saying, like, hey, trust us. It's not good enough for the video game companies to be like, oh, trust us. We promise. This is what it actually really is.
Right.
And I think there is a point to that for sure.
I mean, that's why, what is it, the New Jersey, New York fair games? Like, they have a specific division of, I believe, the police department that deals with testing the odds of fair games, making sure they are to a certain degree, specifically on, like, Coney Island and stuff like that. So I think, there's precedent already for, like, games being tested as, making sure the win rate is such and such, and making sure there's not, like, glue on the glasses that you throw the baseball at. Like, you know, there are
reasons. Make sure that they're actually legit and not scams. Yeah.
That's been, as long as games have existed, there's been, like, some kind of test for it, you know, as far as some of these larger early games like that.
And there was another advocate with Consumer Reports saying it's nice that they're disclosing, like, loot box odds now, but kids don't know, like, what that means. Most of the time, they're not going to pay attention to stuff like that. Like, the highest grossing phone game, Fate Grand Order, everybody knows that has a 1% drop rate for all the good shit, but it also still makes the most money. So there you go. Like, it's not necessarily disclosing odds is going to fix everything. Like, it's a nice step, but they definitely could do more. Like, she recommends actually, like, having stuff built into your game in a game-like manner that actually coaches through people and, like, what those odds mean, tutorializing all of how it could go wrong and how you shouldn't spend a ton of money on this stuff.
Just a generic thing of, like, this 1% means that these loot boxes are $5 a piece, so in the best case scenario you're only spending $5, but in the worst case scenario you're spending, like, $500. So, like,
and you still may not even get them, because that's because probability works.
Only Apex Legends would, like, legitimately make you get that at the 500th dollar.
And she also pointed out how, like, using different forms of currency, like premium currency, is bad for kids because it kind of distances the real money aspect. Like, this is 500 gems, but that really means, like, $10 in real money, stuff like that. Yeah. It's a very detailed look at all of these systems, and it's kind of nice to see, like, all of these experts weighing in. And then the fun interpretations that the video game industry is trying to put their spin on. There are some really good quotes in there. And if you're interested in the subject, I really do recommend checking out those articles. Like, they're all fairly long because there are a lot of quotes in them. But I would definitely recommend skimming them.
I would think at this point that, like, I don't know, like, usually when something like this comes up, like a big issue, like, the EASA will almost say to some of these big publishers, like, you gotta cut it out for a little bit, just because we don't want to get regulated, so we either, like, internally mandate something inside of some of these big companies or do something.
Well,
I mean,
they did just take this first step by saying, like, hey, we're going to disclose these odds, and a lot of other game companies have come forward, like Epic Games, I think THQ Nordic also said they're going to be doing that. But yeah, it's, I mean, this is how they make a lot of money in games now. So I mean, of course they don't want to get rid of it. Like, this is still, at the end of the day, like, a lobbying group for these video game publishers, the people that are making money. So they don't want to cut off sources of revenue.
It's that or Epic.
Right. Go to the Epic Store.
The in-game currency thing, I'm somewhat fine with. I think the logic behind that is, like, in-game, sometimes they'll give you, like, rewards after a game or something, and that can include the in-game currency specific. And it's easier to do, like, you get 20 gold coins rather than, here's 20 cents, and then, like, you have an actual money counter, because... It's weird, the company's not giving you money specifically in that regard.
Yeah, right. And one of the industry people, when they were discussing that, said, well, it takes players out of the game. Like, say this is set in some, like, ancient Roman time, and to be right. Like, here's $5.99 or whatever, it takes you out of it. And the person responding was like, well, that's the whole point, is that... It's supposed to add another layer of abstraction, like, onto it. Like, and she was basically just pointing out that there are a lot of, like, psychological tricks that they try and use to get you to spend more.
Right.
She specifically mentioned, like, I don't remember which game it was, but she was saying, like, when they present a player with an option to spend money or buy, like, an item... Like, she said, kids are actually affected when you say no and the character looks upset or starts crying or whatever. Like, saying it actually makes kids feel bad and they want to, get the item. Sure. So their character is not upset. And it's really weird. Especially when you... I mean, it's one thing when you're talking about adults and gambling and stuff. One of the people, I think, on the gambling side, he also said that if games have those kind of loot boxes, he was saying they should probably be rated M. And I kind of agree with that.
Sure. Just
so there's less of a chance. Like, it's one thing if it's an adult, like, you technically have, like, the choice of being responsible with your money or not, but it's harder for kids to handle that kind of thing. You don't want little Timmy crying to mommy because he can't be a default Fortnite skin or whatever, wasting all of their credit card.
I don't know if it's already in play, but having systems... built into the console UI, which links to the, like, family and parental controls, where, like, loot boxes just cannot be bought no matter what. And that's, like, a system-wide thing. So, like, Sony implements that in, like, the PS4 and PS5, where anything loot box-related, a game has to specifically attach its hooks into it. So that by system-wide, if a family wants, like, no purchases required on this console, it includes them just by default. That would be a smart system.
I think that's a good idea.
That's a smart one, yeah. Good idea.
I know there is a parental control for, like, purchases where you have to, like, enter in a password on, like, this your account, but something like that where it doesn't even show, like, the option to purchase it, I think would be much better when dealing with kids.
Yeah,
that's a really good idea.
But yeah, that was very, very interesting. I definitely recommend people checking that out. I'm going to link all that to Jake later because I know he thinks loot boxes are a scourge on the industry. Like, I know he'd be really interested to see all this stuff. But yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating. There's a lot of information, too, in these articles that you sometimes don't get to hear.
You said deadline of end of next year, which is pretty funny to me. It's like a whole year and a half.
Yeah, I assume it's just going to be a thing with, like, all of the new systems they're bringing out, basically. Like, that's
Sure.
Yeah, but yeah, I can see how theoretically it would take time, but I'm not sure how long it took for that law in Japan to pass and for everybody to comply with it, but I think it was less than a year, I'm pretty sure.
China, wasn't it? Or was Japan, did Japan also include
Japan
something?
Did too, yeah.
Oh, okay.
China and Japan both have laws saying loot box odds need to be disclosed. Huh. Not really sure what happens if they find out it's not working.
False info.
But I assume, I assume that's part of the law as written. I don't think I've heard any stories of companies trying to get around it either.
Right.
So.
That's weird. How do you implement that? Because judging by probability, if you're on a probability scale of like this is a 10% chance, how do you prove to a government that your 10% chance is favorable? Like, do you have to get sort of like 90 of them and pray that one of them hit, or what's the like?
I assume they look at the code for how the drop drop tables are programmed and everything.
A government's care about that. A government's not going to hire a specialist coder to, like, approve or deny that shit. It's weird.
You might be surprised. They might.
I mean, if some like senator's that. Son, like, spends way too much, I can see it happening. Yeah. Like,
sure.
But that's usually what it takes, is somebody in power to fall victim or whatever it.
Someone to push for something and then ends up, you know, sorting itself out. No, I could see it. I mean, you know, that's there are, as I said, the New York, New Jersey Gaming Commission or whatever will send guys out, like, physically walk to, like, Coney Island every stall and go, like, all right, I got to play this for this ranking thing to give you your pass to let you operate the stand. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. But,
yeah, that's like New York, New Jersey. I don't know if games get covered by that.
Probably
not. There's also, like, a federal... There's, like, the Weights and Measures division where they will go to gas stations and make sure that they're actually dispensing the correct amount of gas that they say that they're giving you. And, yeah, there's a... I mean, regulations...
good money,
could be
too.
Implemented,
I mean, really.
Well, as long as something corrupt doesn't happen, so...
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. There's always a case where it could go bad, for sure.
There's a lot of money. I mean, if they offered, like, good money, people would sign up, you know? There's a lot of coders
That's
who
true.
Would think, like, you know, why not? You get benefits, you're a government plan, you got, you know, you get to work your hours. It's not bad. It's not
I feel
bad
like
at all,
it'd be
I
a part-time.
You get $3 an hour.
Yeah, I feel like it's not a full salary thing.
Yeah, no. I don't know.
Who knows? How regularly do you do check-ins? That's interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
They're actually paying attention to this kind of stuff now, so that's good.
Yep.
No matter what.
It's neat. Well, that's all the news stories I have. Anything else you guys wanted to talk about? Anything else? No?
I mean, if I get that pinball table, I'll have something to talk about, but for now, I think I'm good. I want to eat my meat.
Go eat some meat. This has been episode 172 of Rums of Baghdad. Thank you for joining us. I've been your host, Albie. We're going to have to figure out how to stop the stream at some point. Please.
Okay.
Like us on like Google Play, iTunes, one of those, whatever exists out there. Wherever you find this. Visit our website. You can also join us every single Sunday at 4 p.m.-ish.
Eastern
time.
Right.
To hang out and talk to us about video games. So, do that.
What
Vanilla
is banana
wafers?
Pudding?
It's just banana-flavored pudding with vanilla wafers in it.